That's music from Weezer's 1994 Blue Album. It's one of 25 new additions to the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Others added this year include music from Ray Charles, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Reba McEntire, and the video game Doom. NPR's Elizabeth Blair tells us about some of the other selections to be preserved for future generations.
It's an eclectic mix. There's Ruth Brown's 1950 recording of Teardrops from My Eyes.
Every time it rains, I think of you.
The Byrds' 1965 single Turn, Turn, Turn.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn.
And The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band from 1979.
And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Defining sounds of American history and culture is how the Library of Congress describes the National Recording Registry. In the early 1980s, the carefree Go-Go's captured the MTV generation's party vibe.
Can you hear them? They talk about us.
We felt like we were going to conquer the world as kids.
Lead singer Belinda Carlisle told the Library of Congress she is thrilled the Go-Go's have a spot on the National Recording Registry, especially for people who visit the site 100 years from now.
I know I would love that 100 years from now, looking back and seeing how, you know, how the personality of the band that was so important and the music that was so important at that time.
This year's only non-musical addition to the registry is from 1971, the Mutual Broadcasting System's coverage of the so-called Fight of the Century between boxing heavyweights Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali.
Well, you tell Joe he can come out smoking, cause I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking.
Ali lost to Frazier that day, but went on to win their next two matches. The Library of Congress says all of the additions to the National Recording Registry are treasures worthy of preservation for all time. Now, some of the additions by megastars like Taylor Swift and Beyoncé might not seem to be at risk of disappearing. But a library spokesperson says as digital formats change over the next 100 years, digital data can be lost if we don't update the format or make sure there's a way to play it back. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.